Alrighty, JoJo, we have been talking about this for days. We've been building this thing up, right?
I was so excited to put it on the calendar.
We got Kenfo in the studio with us again.
Again.
Who you have sitting next to you, JoJo? Swing that mic around and let's find out for sure.
What's going on, guys? My name is Rico. I play fiddle and sing at Kenfo.
I'm Emily Jean, and I play fiddle.
I'm Jakey. I play guitar and sing.
Yeah. But here's the deal. And when you got Rico playing fiddle in any band, why do they need... Of course, you know, the aesthetics are much nicer. But why do you need another fiddle player in this band, JoJo?
Because two fiddles is better than one.
I understand that, man. They say that, you know, if you're going to play in Texas, you haven't had a fiddle in the band, but they got two.
They're just upping the game just a little.
Rico, how you guys doing, man?
Oh, we're doing great, man. Thank you for asking. We on cloud nine right now. We're refreshed and excited to hit 2026, man. I know that sounds kind of cliche to say, but living the dream. Honestly, this is the most fun we've been having in a long time. You can't believe we're going on year nine. And we've known each other for like 8 years, probably.
That is crazy, man.
It's like you see me grow my beard. You know, I'm trying to be like you.
Yeah. Well, you got the starter kit.
You got the starter kit. There you go. I need the flat iron, man.
No, don't do that. It'll change the color on it.
Oh, change the color.
At least it will this.
No,
man.
No.
But you're still in that dark hair age, so you'll be cool.
Dark hair. Yeah. Hey, man. You know, what does it call it? A number nine?
Number nine just for men?
Yeah.
You got that box of just for Rico.
Just for Rico.
So tell us about this new single, man. We're playing a lot here. Hey, Senorita.
Man, it's a fun song. I want to say that. We've been sitting on this for a little bit. We've had it recorded for about a year. It's by written by Jim Beavers, Brett Beavers, and John Party's late producer, Bart Butler.
Cool.
So and we heard the song a few years ago when we were putting out our other album, and we wanted to put it out, but it wasn't the right time. And I'll be honest with you, I'm glad we waited, because this is a fun song for the new year, new kind of like band, honestly, straight up. You know, you've been noticing on socials, and
yeah, there've been some changes.
Yeah, and just a new kind of sound, and it still has the Kenfo like on it, and the Kenfo brand, I think, but at the same time, it's another fun, refreshing thing to put out to people. I mean, what do you think? Yeah, it's evolved.
Yeah, so you got Emily here, so I want to hear her take. Because you had to have seen this band, Emily, before you ever were able to take part in it, right?
Oh, yeah. I've been traveling with them for the past couple of years doing social media.
Yeah.
And so I was actually telling Rico the other day that I feel like I was doing the hard part of this all along, which is waking up early and making it to band call. Yeah. And
did you load in?
No, actually. Okay, yeah. That may be the second hardest part. Well, actually, I never drive. I mainly sleep while they're driving, so I don't know. Maybe I've done all the easy work.
Yeah. But, but when Rico said, "Hey, won't you join the band?" Really?
That was Jake.
So tell us about that. Yeah. Here we go. Let's lay them on the microphone.
Yeah. Honestly, I mean, the timing was just right, you know. Mariko and I, you know, have had certain limitations with, you know, being essentially a four piece, and you know, he's a multi instrumentalist, and he's entertaining the crowd. So I mean, his plate is full, you know. So so there were certain things that just didn't translate to the stage, and we had to accommodate. But now with Emily in the band, I mean, the melody section is just opening up. Honestly, it's blooming. It really is. And we're working a lot of the tunes that we've been playing for years off the first few albums. And I mean, it's all new. It really is. I mean, there's more depth. It's richer, and there's an opulence.
Yeah, look at Bernie. We're throwing the big words around today.
It's really cool to hear the studio parts, you know, live now with
Emily jumping on them, you know. So,
I'm sure her initial thought though was, "Why in the hell would you need another fiddle player in this band?
Why not, JoJo? Why not? Come on."
Like I said earlier, two is better than one.
I understand, but that's very, very humble of Rico, because man, I mean, your talent on that instrument.
Oh, man.
To be humble enough to say, hey, I've got room. Man, that's really, really cool.
You got to know, how do you say it? When somebody is better than you and you can learn from them, you got to not acknowledge that, you know? And that's just what it is. Four-time state champion, fiddle player, right here. Nobody knows.
But wow.
Incredible. incredible. But and it's just honestly, brother, I mean, it's so much fun to be able to add that extra, I guess, paintbrush, if you will,
right,
to all the songs. And because now we're doing not just guitar fiddle harmonies, right, we're doing guitar twin fiddle harmonies.
Wow.
And it's so much fun live to do that. And
is that free you had to play keyboards more?
Yes, and that's what I've actually started noticing. Thanks for asking.
Well, I mean, in theory it does. But he just goes to the front of the stage and shakes a little more. That's what he does.
I guess you're right, yeah. I guess it gives me a chance to kind of do, like, you know, a little bit more twerking, as you will say.
Yeah.
No.